Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Yankees have the best offense in the American League.
Right.
So it's tough to say that's their biggest problem when they're scoring more runs than anybody else. Now, you could always be better. You could always score even more runs. Like, there's no cap on the amount of runs you could score. But, yeah, I think you look at the state of the rotation right now, and there's a few reasons why you lean to that being their biggest issue. Bullpen scares me as well, but at least at the back end, you feel good about Luke Weaver, you feel good about Devin Williams, and you even feel good about Timmy Hill.
Yep.
The problem with the rotation right now is Rodon is always going to have this lack of trust from Yankee fans.
And he's getting up there innings pitched.
Yeah.
And it's just not something he does deeply every year. That is, go 200-plus innings.
Right. And he just doesn't have... Like, you don't know what you're necessarily getting from him down the stretch. But he's in the rotation, no questions asked. Max Fried, for what we know, is healthy, but he hasn't been the same guy for a month.
Right.
Now, is it the blister stuff? Is it just the league has now seen him, which I don't buy as much anymore in this modern age, but he did get off to an unsustainable start. Marcus Stroman's been good, but how long do you trust him?
Yeah, how long does that last? Well, I mean, the good thing is with Stroman is he's always been a second-half fader.
Right.
But this year he didn't pitch until the second
there
half.
There is basically. No second half for Marcus
this
Stroman.
This is the first half.
So you're right. Weaver's been, he's a back-of-the-rotation arm. And we'll see about Schlittler. He's only made two starts. So could they use enhancements in the rotation? Absolutely.
Yeah, they're likely looking at a starting pitcher at the trade deadline.
And similarly to the Mets, if they add a starting pitcher at the trade deadline, dare I say two, they could take a Cam Schlittler and possibly shorten him up and make him affect the bullpen arm.
Of course.
It happens all the time.
The stuff that he has, 100 miles an hour plus sometimes, I don't know what a secondary pitch is off the top of my head, but that's all you need.
Yeah.
Throw gas and then have something off speed that gets people chasing.
And Luis Hill's coming, but what do we expect from Luis Hill? I think the way you got to ask yourself with rotation help, and Met fans can play the same game, is close your eyes, you're in the playoffs. Let's assume the Mets make the playoffs, the Yankees make the playoffs. No guarantee, but they're in the playoffs. And not only are they in the playoffs, they're at a best of five. They've somehow jumped over the wild card series. And in a best of five, you're likely going to need three, maybe four starters. In the LCS, you definitely need four starters.
Yeah.
Which guys currently on your team do you say, that's a playoff starter? And I think in the Yankees' case, the number is literally two. It's Max Fried and it's Carlos Rodon.
Right.
And even Rodon, you don't trust, but he's clearly a playoff starter. We all know that.
Right. I actually believe that come the postseason where he's just dialed in, he'll be fine.
And either way, he's going to pitch in the postseason.
Of course.
So you got two guys. No one's saying that about Weaver. No one's saying that right now about Stroman. Schlittler's got to do more. Can we get there with him? Maybe. I mean, it's only been two starts.
You mean Warren, not Weaver.
Warren. I don't know why I keep saying Weaver. Right. I apologize. Will Warren. Warren. It's the W's that freak for some reason. Warren. Okay, we're good now. I won't screw that up again. Yes. If I do, I'll throw a dollar into the King Judge jar. I apologize.
Which, by the way, I sat at the left hand of the King last night.
Excuse me?
I went to dinner last night at the corner store by my buddy Eugene Rim, who owns it. Got me and my Tracy and wife and our friends, Lori and Sam, went to dinner. And guess who saddles up next to us?
King Judge?
King Judge and Samantha.
Are you serious?
Literally right next to us. It was awesome.
Now, a couple of things.
I only said hi for a minute. I didn't bother him.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you say hi?
I said, hey, what's up? Good to see you. Well, I know Samantha because we ran a marathon together.
Okay.
And so I've met Judge a couple times, but not... I don't know him deep like I know
Samantha. So you were really saying hi to his wife. You weren't really saying hi to him.
No, I said hi to Judge, and then I said hello to Samantha, who I know because we ran a marathon together. And that's who else was sitting there? Paul Rudd! I was like, man, this is like the spot to be today.
Really?
It was great. But then he was cool. He was a good dude.
Wow.
I almost decided to tell him that, you know, we call you King Judge on the show.
Oh, you needed to do that.
I would have felt awkward.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't even bring that up.
When we talk about you, we call you King Judge.
And when we don't call you King Judge, we have to put a dollar in the pot.
Yeah, so expect a hefty donation at the end of the year.
What did King Judge have for dinner?
I did not look, dude.
Oh, come on.
I'm not peeping. My back was to him.
I wasn't
looking.
Guess that's awkward to have to turn around every time.
Right.
Well, good for the King. He's enjoying his off day. Paul Rudd, I ran into one time.
And he must live down here. Because I feel like I've seen him multiple times.
Sean ran into him once outside of the building here, too.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, he's like everywhere.
So, because I ran into him at a completely different location. I was in the elevator going upstairs before Game 5 of the 2015 World Series.
Oh, get out.
The elevator to go to my seats in the 300 level. It was me and my wife. I was meeting my dad there. So me and my wife are in the elevator, and all of a sudden there's at Citi Field, and there's Paul Rudd decked out in royal stuff.
Really?
Big Royal fan, yeah. You could probably look it up, I'm sure.
Childhood best friend with Joe Buck, too.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So he must be from that area, because obviously Joe Buck is a St. Louis guy.
That's forgivable.
Oh, no, I'm not mad at him, but...
He's a New Yorker, but that's forgivable.
But my wife wanted, to say something, and I'm like, F him, he's the enemy. He's sitting there in...
It's Paul Rudd, though,
Tiki,
dude.
It's Game 5 of the World Series.
Look, who cares?
Excuse me?
It's Paul Rudd.
Who cares?
He's not playing.
He's the enemy, man.
He's not the enemy.
This wasn't a regular season game in June. This was our destiny. Game 5 of the World Series. So I gave him a dirty look because he was wearing the royal stuff.
That's so mean.
And I wouldn't say a word to him.
Dude.
I'm sure he didn't care. He didn't know who the hell I was. And who was I? I was a midday host, I was just hanging out. But wow, so you ran into Rudd and King Judge.
Yes, it was amazing.
So the point is, who starts in the playoffs? That's how you, and if your answer is only two, that means you need to add an arm. See, I think in the Met case, your number gets to three, maybe four. Shomania, yes. Clearly, right?
Yes. Senga.
Kodai Senga, yes. David Peterson, yes.
100%.
So I think the Mets have a firm three.
And your swing is Clay?
Clay and Montas.
Right.
I think both of those guys, based on the way they pitch.
And by the way, you're in a good spot because if Frankie Montas turns out to be, I don't know, he can get the six innings and he's strong and he feels like he's your four starter. Clay Holmes just moves right into the bullpen.
Right, which improves your bullpen.
100%.
So I think the Mets, and that game tells you that barring injury, and obviously injuries could change everything, the Mets don't have a need for a rotation arm.
No, they need a reliever.
They need
another reliever because they already have one.
You could always add a bunch of relievers. Right. They added Gregory Soto, they could add more. In the Yankee case, am I wrong to say the answer is only two? It's Max Fried and Carlos Rodon. Can we get there with Marcus Stroman? Sure. That can change. I'm just not there yet with him.
Yeah.
Can we get there with Will Warren? Probably not, but I guess we could.
No.
Can we get there with Cam Schlittler? Maybe. It's only been a handful of starts. And can we get there with Luis Hill? Yes. I think if Luis Hill comes back and he picks up where he left off, absolutely we can get there with them. But as of right now, I think the number is only two. That's the number. We'll get back to your calls next, 888-808-1019. We'll mix in some football, including a lecture from the head coach of the New York Jets, Aaron Glenn. And we'll keep you posted. The Mets have already made a trade. The Yankees have already made a trade. Is another one coming before the close of business? We'll let you know what we're hearing. Plus, Jack Curry. Every Yankee fan trusts Jack Curry. I agree. He'll join us coming up later on in the show.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.